This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States again vetoed an Arab-backed United Nations Security Council resolution urging for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. More from VOA's Patsy with Dr. Swara.
The U.S. proposed its own draft resolution. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
In addition, our draft states there can be no reduction of territory in the Gaza Strip and rejects, as we have before, in Resolution 2720, any forced displacements of civilians in Gaza. It also highlights the concerns many council members have regarding the fate of civilians in Rafah, making clear that under current circumstances, a major ground offensive into Rafah should not proceed.
Skeptics see the U.S. resolution as a diplomatic ploy that would prolong Palestinian suffering. Patsy Widahuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The White House is now preparing for Secretary Antony Blinken to be making meetings in Brazil. Cindy Sain explains why.
More than half of the Gaza Strip's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge from the Israeli offensive in the southern city of Rafah. Abdullah El-Kafarna is a displaced Palestinian who was among those waiting to buy the much-needed food. We have a shortage of food supplies and all sorts of food. There is no beef, chicken, or fish. All that is in the market are beans and lentils. People are tired of these things. For 5 months, we have been suffering from this thing. Large crowds, some standing for hours, anxiously wait their turn to buy bread. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea has officially ordered thousands of striking doctors to return to work immediately. By law, the order could lead the doctors to face legal punishment if they do not end their walkouts, which have caused numerous cancellations of surgeries and other treatments at hospitals. The health ministry said Wednesday that about 7,800 medical interns and residents have walked off their jobs to protest the government's push to recruit more medical students. The ministry says the government ensured or issued an official order for most of the striking doctors to return to work. Israel's war against Hamas and the Russia-Ukraine war are expected to be high on the agenda at the G20 Foreign Ministries meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in attendance. VOA Cindy Sain.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Brazil for the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting and talks on Wednesday with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The independent-minded Brazilian leader has strongly criticized Israel's war on Hamas and the high number of Palestinian civilians killed. He had this to say on Sunday on a visit to Ethiopia.
What's happening in the Gaza Strip isn't a war. It's a genocide. It's not a war of soldiers against soldiers. It's a war between a highly prepared army and women and children.
At the State Department Tuesday, spokesperson Matthew Miller said the Biden administration disagrees with Lula's comments. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on charges filed against an FBI informant accused of lying about the Bidens.
According to federal prosecutors, a former FBI informant charged with making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company had contacts with officials affiliated with Russian intelligence. The alleged contacts, said to be recent and extensive, were introduced as prosecutors urged a judge to keep Alexander Smirnov behind bars while he awaits trial. He's charged with falsely reporting to the FBI that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 or 2016. The claim has been central to the Republican impeachment in Korean Congress. Norman Hall, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.